This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, David Duke, a PhD in history and former Grand Wizard or Grand Dragon, Grand Cyclops. I think that stuff's funny. David Duke, I'm going to give you the floor here for the next 4 or 5 minutes. We're going to go to break, come back, get into a whole bunch of questions, other issues you want to cover, where you think the world's going, the economy. But explain to me, and I mean this seriously, where did all this dragon, goblin, cyclops stuff come from? And were you a goblin cyclops before you were a dragon?
No, I never was a goblin, never was a cyclops. But I am a European-American who realized at a very young age that we were going to become minoritized in our own nation, that we were going to lose our rights, our privileges, including our gun rights. And I've seen a lot of destruction of those rights over the years, and they're going to continue to go. And as our country goes and as the power of the media goes to brainwash our people and to degenerate our people, that's going to continue. And I was a young man who I saw this writing on the wall. I didn't win any popularity contest by joining a nonviolent Klan organization, and I thought I could recover the image because originally the Klan, as many Americans said, books north and south, restored the freedom, really, of the Southern people and the decency of what's going on in the South in a very horrible Reconstruction period where European Americans in the South were stripped of all their voting rights, and they were done so without any due process. I think the war between the states, for instance, was not a civil war, that the South was fighting for the same principle of freedom and independence the North fought for. And in fact, the North understood this principle. Robert E. Lee's statue is in the Hall of Heroes in the United States Capitol building. Even Jefferson Davis, the first head of the Confederacy. Americans always respected and loved Robert E. Lee. Today, he's being called a traitor. He wasn't a traitor. If he's a traitor, then Thomas Jefferson was a traitor. George Washington was a traitor. And the attack on Southern heritage is nothing more than an attack on entire European heritage, because now they're talking about taking down statues of Thomas Jefferson, who gave us our Bill of Rights. They talk about taking George Washington's name off public schools. They did that in New Orleans, saying that he was unworthy because he had slaves. Well, half of the great heroes of the entire Third World are just slaveholders, including an awful lot of Jewish heroes were slaveholders. Just read about Jewish history. The hypocrisy is unbelievable in this country.
Well, that's certainly true. Let me interject this.
Oh, you said I'll interject.
But now we're going into discussion. I remember even a Washington Post article about a whole bunch of the leaders of the South were actually Jewish. You're not mentioning those leaders. Go ahead.
I think not being aware of the Jewish tribalist racism that's been in existence in this world for so long was part of our downfall. I believe Judah P. Benjamin, for instance, who was a treasurer in the South, just like that. A lot of Jews involved in the North as well. I think he basically ripped off the Southern Confederacy. He was in charge of taking the money to safe hold in Great Britain and other places, and he stole. I think he was an extremely damaging element in the South, and the South might have won the war if not for Judah P. Benjamin. We see this historically time after time after time. There's no more intensive racism or supremacism than among Jews. The Jewish Talmud, the chief Sephardic rabbi of Israel, and this is a fact. The chief Sephardic rabbi of Israel was Rabbi Yosef. He was in coalition with Netanyahu. He literally got on the radio in Israel. He made a statement that the only purpose of non-Jews, Gentiles on earth, was to serve Jews. That Gentiles were meant to work and bind and sieve and dig, and Jews were meant to sit and eat. He compared people like yourself and myself, other Gentiles around the world, black people as well, anybody is not a Jew, with a donkey. We want our Gentiles to have a long life, just like we want our donkey to have a long life so they can serve the Jew. Now, those are his words. Now, this was not some sort of extreme, strange Jew somewhere in Israel. This guy was in coalition with Netanyahu in the government, and when he died, Joseph had the biggest funeral in the history of the state of Israel.
All right, David Duke's our guest. We're debating.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well,
but you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So David Duke is basically saying to a great extent there's a worldwide Jewish conspiracy that's behind the New World Order to push these agendas. And so then I would ask the question, would civilization have any problems if the Jews were all sent in a space capsule to another planet? And I'm going to ask him that question in a moment. In fact, I want to go through a bunch of questions for David Duke, and then he can spend a few minutes here and there in this hour on his views about the different topics he's covering. And it's fine, David. People can go to davidduke.com and see your videos and your talking points and you know, the things you talk about, and I've heard most of this from other people of your ilk. I'm really trying to understand, though, your worldview on things and where you see things going. Before we go any further, I have a book here written by Paul R. Ehrlich, Ann H. Ehrlich, John P. Holdren, and I think those folks are Gentiles. One of them's the White House science czar. Population, resources, environment, they talk about putting fluoride in the water to reduce fertility of everybody and to reduce IQ. And I guess, you might think I'm a conspiracy theorist for talking about that. Here's Harvard, impact of fluoride on neurological development in children, massive IQ reductions. So that's Reuters. What do you think about water fluoridation? Because I just never hear the white nationalist worried about that. And, you know, I don't want black babies, white babies, you know, Hispanic babies, anybody having their IQ lowered 15, 20 points, having bone cancer. Autism was 1 in 25,000 30 years ago. Now it's 1 in 56. It's set by 2025, CDC says, to be 1 in 3. Something's going on here. And I see it as a eugenics operation, and I have the documents. And when I study the eugenicists, it comes out of the British royalty funding in the 1850s, the movement that created biometrics and computers and our whole world. And I see Thomas Watson and his Hollerith machines and Hitler. And I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy or a white supremacist conspiracy. I'm saying it's a scientific cult conspiracy. My dad had a Jewish professor at UT. He was the head of the botany department. He'd come over here from before World War II from Germany. And my dad was one of the smartest in test scores when he was a junior in high school, so he was already in UT during the summers as part of an advanced program. And they took the 160 smartest and had like the five or six smartest of those. And he got invited to dinner and were basically told, well, it's not like Hitler's eugenics, but it's eugenics to better humanity and, you know, kind of control society. And, you know, I'm Jewish, but you know, this eugenics is the best thing. And, of course, that was one of the people. The others were Gentiles telling my dad this. So all I'm getting at, David Duke, is everything the Jews, what happened pre-Jew? Would there be any problems? What should be done with the Jews if you were right? The Jewish question. What's the solution to that, to pose the question that Adolf Alois Hitler posed? And then finally, what is your view of Adolf Hitler?
No people. And thanks for the opportunity finally. You told me 5 minutes and then another 5 minutes. But that's okay. So
don't be a crybaby, Duke. Your guys can all bean count. You're going to talk as much as I do. You can bean count all day. You're getting to talk.
I'm not being a crybaby. I'm just trying to defend my right to make sure I have a fair say here. That's all. And that,
well, don't spend all your time.
I wouldn't be much of a man, would I? Because I want to make sure that I stand up for myself. And as you stand up for yourself, you're a very manly guy. And I'm going to stand up for myself, too, in terms of
You are standing up for yourself. Now, that'd be a good pay-per-view.
I definitely am. We'll
You're
see.
Older than me, but you want to have a boxing match.
I don't
You're a pretty
want
tough
a
guy
match.
In prison.
I just want my fair time. Come on, let's go. So, look, here's the situation. Let's go through this, what you're talking about. With all this scatter now, this conduct, we just ought to talk about question after question, one at a time.
Okay, let's do it.
So many things. Anyway, let's talk about some of these things.
Adolf Hitler.
Well, first you ask me first. Do I get a chance to answer your questions? What's my position on fluoridation? Absolutely against it. I've talked about it many times. I've written about it. I think it's destructive and poisonous. Now, the book that you mentioned by the Ehrlichs and I don't know about the third guy, they are absolutely Jewish. And
wow.
They are. There's no, you know, I know you say don't Jew, but let me tell you something. People are amazed. Now, if you want to talk about murder or what you consider to be eugenics, it depends on what eugenics is. Every family in the natural history of the world, every Christian family wanted their child to marry a good family, a family with a good record, healthy people. Some people call that eugenics. I don't agree with I don't believe a sterilizing
people. That's natural selection.
It's not natural selection. What happens is the people who control the society with the way the welfare system's structured, with the society structured, is that we have the least capable people, the least people who can think for themselves and be free, having the most children. And there's no question that intelligence and other aspects of humankind and other personality aspects have an inherited component. That's the truth. I think Mr. Crick, by the way, who discovered the DNA, that was one of the greatest scientific achievements of all time. And it's led to the saving of literally hundreds of thousands of lives, developing ways to combat many diseases. I certainly am opposed to the vaccination that I think has been poisonous to many people. I'm not in favor of that. So on these positions, and by the way, Monsanto, which I think was one of the world's great evils, is one more. Do you know who the Monsanto family was? I'm from New Orleans. I know all about. I've got my scholars researching the Monsanto family. I'm going to put out a documentary on it. The Monsanto family was a huge Jewish slave-holding family. 40% of Jewish families own slaves in the United States of America. Jews all over the world own slaves. And yet there's no guilt for Jews. That's why I bring up the subject, because the tremendous hypocrisy. And that shows you who controls our society. Let's talk about the real murder and mass murder. The greatest mass murder of the 20th century. I wrote a book about it called The Secret Behind Communism. I even interview, and I became friends with a very great Alexander Solzhenitsyn, one of the greatest men, most courageous men of the 20th century. And I have quotes from him. And he said, the reason why the world doesn't know much about the greatest mass murder of all times is because the world now is in the hands of the perpetrators. Soviet communism was literally almost entirely a Jewish condition, a Jewish promotion. And by the way, Jewish Zionists, as well as Jewish communists, supported it. The chief financial supporter of the Bolshevik Revolution was Jacob Schiff, one of the biggest capitalists of the world. Now, why would, you know, Trotsky literally sat down with Baron von Rothschild in Vienna. That's written in Jewish books. Why would the leading communist sit down with the leading capitalist? Okay, the reason was is because whether they talk about capitalism or they talk about communism, what you're really talking about is Jewish supremacism. They've gained control over both things. And in communism, my good friend, we need to talk about this more on your show, my show, and in the world. We hear about the Holocaust every day of your life. You want my opinions on Hitler. How about your opinions and all of our opinions on Yagoda? Who, as you read Jewish publications in Israel, they talk about Yagoda. They say we must admit some of the greatest mass murders of all time were Jewish. They talk about Yagoda killing 10 million Christians in Russia and others. And we had 9 million people heard about are killed in Ukraine by the Bolshevik Jews. I'm talking about complete domination by these Jewish elements, these Jewish tribalists. I can prove that. Go to my site, davidduke.com. Watch my videos on it. And this is not even, there's no movies about this horrible massacre of humanity, this attack against Christianity. Of course not. All you get every day of your life is about Hitler and the 6 million. I know that there were atrocities done by the National Socialists, but why don't we start answering the question of why all we hear about the 6 million? Why don't we hear about the 10 million Christians? Why don't we hear about the fact that Israel itself, our quote ally, committed terrorism against the United States? They admitted their terrorism in the Lavon affair. They literally attacked the USS Liberty, no question about it. Our Secretary of State at the time said this specifically, that it was a deliberate attack by Israel. They killed 34 American young sailors and fighting men. They wounded 174, maimed and burned others. It was an intentional false flag attack. Yeah, I say I agree with you. There are a lot of false flag attacks. And then, of course, you have the Jonathan Pollard case, who our Secretary of Defense said it was the most damaging spy case in American history. It caused the death of 200 of our operatives.
Okay, you got 6 minutes. I got 4.
Okay. Our government literally is freeing Jonathan Pollard now, giving him parole. This guy did more damage to anybody. And yet this was not a question. To show you that the Jews don't control, why would the internationals support the Jewish racist supremacist state of Israel and the Jewish supremacy over the American media and the Jewish supremacy over American academia if it was just a bunch of rich people getting together? No, there are Jewish leaders of the Illuminati. There are Jewish leaders of the CFR. There are Jewish leaders of the Bilderbergs. There are Jewish leaders of the media. And there are Gentile collaborators. But those Gentiles involved, they know who the real power is. They know the one force that they cannot criticize.
All right. I've never had anybody Jewish try to stop me from covering the things I do, going over the things I do. And I just, you know, sit here today having this discussion with you, David, and I do stuff like talk for 4 minutes, you talk for 6.5, and then you keep saying you're being cut short. So I want to just establish, I got to go to break here, that now we're going to have a free-for-all discussion, a normal banter, like if you were on Fox News or CNN, where you talk 30 seconds, I talk 30. We go back and forth. We interject. We have a discussion. I want to take some phone calls unscreened as well.
Sure.
And so it's wide open phones.
We can put a minute timer on it. Your staff can do that, and that would be fair to both of us if you'd like to for each question. Question and comment.
Whatever. It's not going to be exact as in and outs, but fine. You're getting plenty of time. I just want to stop obsessing on it. 800- 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. If you have a disagreement or you agree or you have a question, for David Duke, I'm Alex Jones, your host, having a true hardcore discussion here. Decades ago, they'd have folks like him come talk at universities. Now they're saying don't do it. That's censorship.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, I'm here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can find the free video and audio feeds, podcasts, Droid apps, iPhone apps, all for free at Infowars.com/show. Coming up in the next segment, we'll start taking some phone calls. This is a short six-minute segment. David, let me just throw a couple quick questions out and then try to get you to answer them. I'd give this interview a B right now, and you know, maybe I'm not doing the best job myself, but I just don't want to get stuck on petty stuff. I'm trying to have a real thought-provoking discussion and debate with you. Let me ask you this question. Looking out into the future, where do you see the world in 10, 20, 30 years if these forces you say that are running things are successful versus the type of world that you, as a leader, would like to see? Because it's true that what they call anti-Semitism is on the rise worldwide. It's true that there's major backlashes to socialism, communism, political correctness. It's true that the political correctness is becoming bizarro, freakish, ban the name boy and girl, ban men and women's bathrooms, ban single-parent homes, Agenda 21 zoning, totally controlling every facet of our lives. It's true a great tyranny is upon us. So if the tyrants are successful, what will happen versus the world you'd like to see?
Well, I think what you're saying is true, and I see the same kind of world you're talking about. We're going to have in our country and Europe, if this continues to go on, exactly the same kind of conditions that went under Jewish-led Bolshevism in Russia. We're going to see those gulags, and we're going to see those camps, and we're going to see the destruction of our people. They're already doing it. I mean, you've got to understand, the European mankind right now is being steadily wiped out. And that's because they see our people as their chief competitor in the world. And they know that if they destroy the elite in America. Now, I want to give another one of my graphics to illustrate this. Here's a graphic from the New York Times. It's David Brooks, again, one of their lead columnists. He literally talks in there about the replacement of the American elite and the Jewish, quote, the Jewish takeover of America. That's the real elite. Now, this elite is not trying to destroy Jews. In fact, they support even the Jewish state in Israel. They're not trying to do anything. In fact, you talked about the problems with our family. How about Hollywood that pushes drugs on our kids? I'm talking about hard drug use that preaches every kind of degeneracy and destructiveness on our life. Who runs Hollywood? It's not European Christians. And what they've done is they've made anti-Semitism a term simply to mean anti-Zionist supremacism or anti-Jewish supremacism. Not all Jews are supremacists, but most Jews support Jewish tribalism, though it support Jewish power. They support, you know, they've been propagandized, too, by their Jewish leaders. They have been taught to hate Gentiles. They have been taught that Gentiles are all out to kill them. They have been taught that the Jews have to stick together. And because of that racism, which is preached to the Jews, it's preached in modern media. It's preached in our media, by the way, we're taught to feel guilty because the fact that some Europeans didn't want to be destroyed by these Jewish Bolsheviks. The Second World War is a good example of that. They were already killing tens of millions of our people. Tens of millions of our people before the Second World War, and we weren't on the side of the Bolsheviks in that war. Killed 54 million people. That wasn't a good war. That was a destructive war against European mankind. That war could have been avoided. And they're leading us right now. They're all concerned about what's going overseas. The real problem we have is not the ISIS threat. We wouldn't even have the ISIS threat except the fact that organized Jews were the point men for the propaganda and the direct organizations and the control of the political process that literally opened our borders. Jacob Javits, the Jewish senator that led the fight for the opening of our borders to change the immigration law in 67, wrote a whole pamphlet, Open the Gates. He wasn't talking about open the gates of Israel. He was talking about open the gates of America so that the Jewish divide and conquer strategy would do that. That's the fact. There has been a takeover. It is an ethnically driven takeover. It is not racist. It is certainly not supremacist for any people on this planet, whether it be whites, blacks, yellows, anybody, to defend themselves from a takeover by a hostile, predatory group. Now, I agree. Not all Jews have this ideology, but most Jews are taught intrinsically to help and support other Jews. And Europeans are taught that they should never band together for their own interest. That's because that's how they've taken over.
Right, we're going to break. Long segment coming up. And when I come back, I see people make the same graphs, the same maps, and show Catholics in control of everything and say they're running everything. And I just think it's corrupt, organized crime type systems. that are running things, and if we approach it by saying no to organized crime, no to cartels, yes to free market, we can just end this system that's degenerating.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
If you are receiving this transmission,
if you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, where I stand is clear. I'm against totalitarianism, fascism, communism, socialism. Political correct is a clear and present tyranny, and 50 times the threat to liberty of some of the more modern white-based fascist movements in this country. And it's taking over, and it is bizarre how flamingly corrupt it is. You will not say boy and girl. You will do as we say. I mean, this is like being in a super Jim Jones cult or something. And it just gets crazier and more vitriolic and more dumbed down and more arrogant. And you can see as the left finally reaches their goals, they are revealing that they do want a great tyranny in this country. But I see the people that obsess over who runs things only obsessing over that, never about taking our country and our world back. David Duke's our guest, and, you know, I'm sitting here talking to him, and it's just surreal because he's a smart guy, and he's sitting there agreeing where we can agree on things and disagreeing on others, but it's kind of given me a headache, and I've got some important questions I want to ask in a moment and then go to your phone calls. We don't screen them. We got calls from Germany, Canada, New Jersey, Oregon, South Carolina, you name it. We're going to go to them. We'll even do a little bit of overdrive in the next hour if the Duke can do it. But first off, I don't care if you're black, white, Asian, whatever you are. You're a human being. Our bodies, physiologies are the same. You need to try Prostaguard today. We set out with one of the top manufacturers in the country to make the super prostate defender. It's got one of the most concentrated organic dosages of saw palmetto, but then it's got all the other things that are known to supercharge not just your prostate but other glands, and it's about half the cost of the leading competitor, $19.95, and your purchase, the small profit we make, I'm a capitalist, not ashamed of it, but it's a small profit, free market, helps fund this operation that's here to get people thinking. So try Prostaguard today at InfoWarsLife.com. JB for Liberty in Los Angeles says it's a fantastic supplement. The prostate began taking it every morning. It took about 2-3 weeks, but after that time, I really began feeling the effects. My constant feeling of urinating throughout the night went away, and I feel great. I mixed this supplement with several others, such as Super Male Vitality and Nation Iodine. All are wonderful and truly help get the body regulated and feeling healthier. Thank you for your support, JB in Los Angeles. That's a third-party review site linked on InfoWars.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Silver Bullet is back in, and we're going to go back to the same special that sold it out. Buy two bottles at the regular price. It's already discounted. Get two free, or buy a single bottle and get 30% off. So buy two bottles at the regular price, get two free, or buy one bottle, 30% off. InfoWarsLife.com. And Super Male Vitality is also back in stock, naturally boosting your stamina, libido, and so much more. Look, David, it'd be easy for me to take the gloves off with you. You could do it, too. We're having somewhat of a gentlemanly debate. I'll have you back up, if you'll do it, to maybe have a debate with somebody that really hates your guts, maybe a black supremacist or a you know, some Jewish organization. But sitting back here, my biggest beef is you haven't been answering some of my questions when I get into Planned Parenthood and how do you square the views of the left that's covertly promoting population reduction. You wouldn't tell me what Grand Cyclops, Grand Dragon meant. I mean, those are serious questions. I want to ask you that. I want to ask you this. You know, do you defend what the Klan did, or do you deny that they lynched innocent black people? Do you deny they did these type of bad things? Because just because there's other supremacist groups and blacks out murdering whites, we criticize that, and it's horrible. But well, the system uses what the Klan's done. Yeah, go ahead.
So the answer is, of course I condemn it. I condemn anybody of any group that would ever kill innocent people or do harm. I would not only would I not condone it, I would condemn it. Absolutely, in every regard. I do believe that there have been one of the problems with the Klan, one reason why I left the Klan, is that anybody can call an organization and call it Ku Klux Klan and do whatever they want, say whatever terrible things that they want. And I even agree that in some cases you even had government informants in there. We know that some of the worst events, such as the bombing in Birmingham, Alabama, where kids were killed. We know that there were government agents that really led that terrible attack to discredit people like myself who do good things. I can't have any control over other groups. That's why I left, because I'm not going to be a party, any organization that I can't at least control, and I'm not going to take blame for things that I would condemn. So that's my answer. Of course I would condemn it like any decent human being. By the way, you're welcome to come on my show, and I'd love to come back, and I'll be happy to go into overdrive with you. I'll be here all night as well, and I do appreciate the fact that you're giving me a chance to speak and to show what I really stand for. I mean, there's a lot of mention of Klan and white supremacy, but obviously what I'm saying here is not white supremacism. It's no way near that. In fact, what it's saying is that every people on the earth have a right to be free, have a right to exist and preserve their culture. European Americans and European Canadians and European Europeans are literally being genocided. The real threat, there's no threat to the yellow people, the Chinese people, They have 1.3 billion of them. There's going to be 1.3 billion Africans. That's more than Europeans in the world, while Europe and America and white countries are being declined. And I'm telling you, it's not supremacism. It's not racism and hatred to defend yourself from predators. And it, as you said earlier in the show, if a tribe is being attacked by another tribe and that tribe wants to, you know, kidnap all the women, rape all the women, kill the kids, take over, put them into slavery, whatever, that tribe has the moral right to defend themselves. And that's what I'm talking about here. Our people are facing real genocide. We're facing loss of our own countries. And most Americans watching this broadcast right now, I'm absolutely sure you're going to have to figure out whether you agree or not. You know that the country of our forefathers is being totally rotted out. You know that we're losing our heritage, our values, our traditions. You go into the stores, you go into the communities of our society, you don't even look like you belong anymore. You go in with stares of hatred against you. Now, again, I don't blame African Americans. They didn't change the policy. The immigrants did not change American immigration policy. The immigrants didn't keep the American government from enforcing our laws like any healthy country would do, enforce their laws. What was done is we've been subverted by another predator, another extremely racist supremacist group, and that's the Jewish extremists. And every major Jewish organization supports this destruction of America. They support the Hollywood industry and media, which teaches our kids to use drugs, which destroys our...
All right, well, you've already said that. Let me ask another question that goes from phone calls here.
Sure.
Look, humans have acted the same in every society. Are you saying all these problems wouldn't be here if Jews never existed?
I think absolutely these problems wouldn't be here, except for the fact not because they existed, but because we let them take over. But they didn't do it openly. They didn't say, look, we're Jews and we're going to control your society. They did it by deceit. And even an intelligent man, if somebody slips poison in his food, he can be killed. And that's exactly what they did with us. They got control. They used their financial wherewithal with the banks. And by the way, one thing I would argue with you, I don't believe in the free market philosophy. I believe in a fair market philosophy.
I've been around, and I mean, the Jews I've known, people that it's either they're liberal or conservative or libertarian, and then they're just like that movement that they support.
Listen, we wouldn't have this problem if we had a fair market where a government defended a true free enterprise system. We have this because of, well, these international Jewish bankers like Goldman Sachs, like the people who control the
federal... Well, I'm against crony capitalism.
It's not just crony capitalism. It is a capitalism controlled by Jewish... When Mr. Ben Shalom Bernanke, who spoke before Jewish organizations that are extremely supremacist, racist, supportive of the state of Israel, when he doles out trillions of dollars, which he did, $20 trillion, by the way, by his own just script of his hand, and that's reported by Bloomberg News, in fact, you know, and... When he doles that out, if anybody thinks he's not doling it out first and foremost to his Jewish brethren, they've got to be extremely naive. That's because we have a free market economy. We don't have a fair market. We don't have a situation.
That's not a free market economy when we have a private Federal Reserve creating hundreds of trillions in derivatives and doling out $20 trillion.
You're right. And it's not a true freedom. But freedom, you see, if you just say that people can do what they want to, if people have the money to buy our political process, which is the biggest contributor.
Well, that's not a free market. That's a rigged crony capitalist.
The biggest contributors are the Republican Democratic Party, according to the Washington Post.
Here's what I'm saying, David. I don't think racially based politics are going to pull anybody out of this, or the globalists that you call the Zionists would not be pushing it. They control prisons by putting people into racial groups.
That the media is telling Europeans to help stand against this Jewish takeover of our society. Let me give you one more graphic. This is from Harvard University. Now, Harvard is the source of our elite. That's the elite that runs the country. It's like the budding institutions of the American elite. Harvard, this country, is 70% European-American, including 70% of the highest performing students in the United States of America. We built Harvard. Harvard was 100% European Christian institution. It was built great institutions. They are the modern American elite. We are only now 20%. The 70% European American majority is now 20% of Harvard. Jews, who are 2% of our population, are now 25%. There are more Jews at Harvard in the Ivy League, 2% of the population, and there are 70%. And you tell me there's not a racism going on by Jews against us. And the way this is going on is they discriminate against European Americans. They gained control.
Well, David, I'll say this, and then I got to go to calls.
Yeah.
In fairness, there's this paradox, because I truly believe in ideas and what Martin Luther King said about judging people by the character of what they do. And I think you probably agree with judging an individual by their character, right?
I do, yes.
Okay. It is true. The Democrats, Hollywood, all of it is viciously anti-liberty, viciously anti-freedom. I think felt dominated by Western culture, has now basically taken it over, the left has, and wants to destroy it, even though they're in control of it. So there is an attitude, and I call it basically leftist garbage, collectivist garbage, that does want to overthrow any original Western institutions, even though that's the source of the power structure's power. And so I think it's more an act of ceremonial domination, almost at a subconscious level, than it is anything else. And regardless of who's running the show, there is freakish racism against whites now being promoted everywhere. And I think it's meant to just condition everybody to accept anything and to accept what's coming in the future.
Well, I agree with you in a sense. And I tell you, but it's not just the left. It is the so-called controlled right. You know, the Republican Party has been taken over by essentially Jewish communists. And this is no joke. Go to my site. By the way, in fact, I'm going to send you a copy of my book, Mr. Jones, and you can read it. It's called The Secret. Let me see if I can get this in the camera.
The Secret Behind Communism.
And what this book does is it documents. I went into the archives of the Russian government, the old communist government. In fact, the government now in Russia is anti-communist. It seems like the Jewish media doesn't know that. That's why they don't like the Russians, because they don't have the power over the Russian people they once had. That's why they hate Russia so much, and they're trying to get us into wars with Russia and sanctions against Russia. But this book literally shows and proves to anybody of a thoughtful person, I use Jewish sources, I use mainstream sources, I prove that the Russian Revolution, the Communist Revolution, in fact, the Communist movement worldwide, that it was overwhelmingly a Jewish movement. It was a tribalist movement. Leon Trotsky, his name was Bronstein. Lenin was part Jewish. Zinoviev, Kamenev, all the leaders of communist Russia were Jewish folks. That's the fact. Now, they took over communism, and you know what? They've taken over so-called capitalism the same way. Winston Churchill...
You know, listen, I'm not going to get into a debate with you about this. We've got to go to calls. We've got to go to calls.
Let me finish this one point. Before Churchill became an asset of the Rothschilds and helped lead us to the most devastating, destructive war of all time, it was truly a war against human rights, a war, in fact, that gave half of Europe to the Soviet communists. Winston Churchill wrote a big article in 1920 called Zionism versus Bolshevism, a struggle for the soul of the Jewish people. And in there he said the Jews are divided between Zionists and communists, and how the Jewish communists, he talks about the Jewish control of communism, how they gripped the Russian people by the hair of their heads and massacred tens of millions.
Now, there's no debate that a lot of the leaders of the Bolshevik takeover in 1917 and V.I. Lenin and all of it were Jewish. But Stalin then went after them, and there was a big purge. So, I mean, just to say the whole Soviet history was Jewish isn't true.
Stalin was one of those collaborators. And he basically ultimately in the end realized that these Jews were not going to be loyal to the Russian people. And he began to take actions against them. And that's why I believe we had the Cold War, to tell you the honest to God truth. Because Russia, once the Jews were removed from their intelligence apparatus, once they were removed from the Politburo, and many of them were, and at the end of the Second World War, it was a matter of time where Russia would free itself of Jewish communism, and that's exactly what happened. But they didn't want a smooth transition like China. That's why the Jews supported Yeltsin, who sold the country to the Jews. Jewish oligarchs took over 50% of the resources of Russia. They tried to turn Russia.
We've got to go to calls. And again, earlier you would act like I'm not giving you time when we're going to break our calls. We've got to take calls. This interview's almost over. The point is, and we're going to get folks on that think the Catholics run it all, and we're going to get folks. Oh, you never answered the question about the whole Catholic conspiracy, because folks have got maps showing Catholics run everything. The truth is there's people in all these different power positions, and I think it lets people cop out and not take action on their own lives to say, I don't have a job because of Jews. And that's really my problem. Go ahead.
Let me answer that question. I can disprove the idea that the Catholics control the world by just looking at the realities of the facts and saying, it's not Catholics who own and control the Hollywood destructive media. It's not Catholics who control the international banks. It's not Catholics who control this incredible pro-Zionist policy in the Middle East. In fact, the Vatican opposes these Zio wars in Afghanistan, which have also killed and maimed hundreds of thousands of Americans.
Do you like the new pope?
Huh? I disagree with some of the aspects of the pope, but I know he doesn't have much power. If Catholics really had power, you wouldn't have a media, even at Easter, talking about pedophilia, right, constantly. Because they don't talk about the pedophilia and the sexual perversion that dominates the Jewish community. Some Jewish organizations do, thank God, but that's not allowed on our
side. Well, see, that's the thing, is that the Jewish community is very, very diverse from my research and experiences, and I just don't see Jews that are all awake and part of some conspiracy. I see Jews that are Republicans, Jews, Democrats, Libertarians, and they're just like the ideologues that are Gentiles right next to them.
Jews are overwhelmingly Marxist-oriented, but there are some conservative Jews. But one thing Jews are not diverse at, and that's support of the Jewish tribe. The idea that Gentiles are out to get them, the ideas of helping each other, and that's how they take over society. Just like Harvard. How can 2% of the country, 2%, now have 25% of the students at Harvard in the Ivy League, and the European Americans, which are 70% of the best students, have only 20%? That is racial discrimination.
Well, a lot of that is Jews are really smart. They work hard. They help fund their own organizations. And a lot of Gentiles go out and start businesses and make even more money. I mean, David, I know you've got a bunch of degrees and stuff. You're proud of that. That's fine. But there's a lot of Gentiles I know, you want to call us Gentiles, who don't care about degrees but are super successful. You know most of the millionaires out there didn't go to college, right?
Mr. Jones, I think that's really a cop-out, say Jews are more intelligent. They're only 2% of the population.
I don't mean more intelligent on average. They just are into education and are smart.
Question, please.
Are you saying Jews aren't smart?
Wait, if Jews are really, say, more intelligent, the truth is it's not true.
I didn't say that.
Get Presbyterians, their IQ scores are higher than Jews. The difference in Presbyterians and Jews is the fact that the Jews have this tribalist supremacist ideology where they help each other and support. That's how they take over institutions. Whereas Presbyterians don't do this. That's the difference. And secondly, the real critical issue here is if they're more intelligent, then why are 70% of the highest performing students 20% of Harvard? It's because Jews have taken over Harvard. They control the provost. They control the selection. In fact, they use this thing called diversity as a scheme, because what they do is they throw out the test results. I can prove to people. I have a report on this on davidduke.com. You can go to my website, davidduke.com. Do a search on Harvard and Ivy League, and it shows that Jews are overrepresented by 14 times more than their ability warrants. And by the way, the most outstanding students at Harvard University, with even a lot of Jewish professors in it, the most outstanding students is Phi Beta Kappa. Those are the top performing students. And interesting enough, even though Jews outnumber European Americans at Harvard and the Ivy League, the Phi Beta Kappa, 55% of the recipients after 4 years of college of performance for European Americans. Jews, who are 25% of the population of Harvard, were only, guess what? You know, 11%. So again,
well, I know you're into academia. It kind of makes me get nauseous. So
saying that Jews are smarter, that's the biggest racism and the biggest kind of supremacism I ever said, because they're not smarter. The reason they're in power is because they're...
I did not say that Jews were smarter. In my experience, Jews are pretty smart, and smart in business and stuff like that.
Well, you suggested they are pretty smart in business. I'm not saying that they're dumb people, but their power is not based on the fact that they're smarter than all of us. Look at the tremendous beauty and great achievements of Western civilization, culture, science.
All right, we got to go to calls.
I mean,
this whole thing, David Duke is our guest. You're listening to InfoWars Radio. I'm Alex Jones. This whole thing just makes my head hurt, because I just want to promote the ideals of liberty across the board, and I want to be able to throw it in the face of the Southern Poverty Law Center and other people that I don't sink down to their race-based nature, that the left pushes. And that's what I'm saying, is I want to transcend that and try to promote liberty to everybody and not fall into the race-based system. But it looks like they're pushing it so hard, and the left is so racist that at the end of the day, it's just going to become that, because if you're white, you won't be able to be in any area that has people that aren't white in it, because you'll be killed. And I guess that's the goal. And I mean, just whoever's behind it, it sure is working.
You're right. That's exactly where we're going. But just remember, the SPLC that's attacked you, the ADL that's attacked you, a lot of the power in media that's attacked you, the SPLC is led by Mr. Cohen. Yeah, that's a Kohanim. That's like the Jewish priest class. The second in command is Mike Protok, who's Jewish. The ADL, of course, is controlled. It says it's a human rights organization, and it supports the incredible crimes of Israel against the Palestinians, against the Lebanese. And by the way, I want to speak to my Christian brethren, too, these so-called Christian Zionists. My goodness, I feel for them. I feel pity for them that they've been so brainwashed by the Jewish media that they support the Jewish state of Israel, which has massacred, murdered tens of thousands of Christian Palestinians and Christian Lebanese.
Well, we got to go to the calls now, but I'll say this. If the people that are promoting hate laws and hate crime laws are successful, David Duke would be arrested for talking like this. I would be taken off the air. And I want to say this, whether you agree with this or find it to be detestable, and I find it all to be very, very frustrating, we have to understand that they're using political correctness to shut all this down. And that's why we need to have the controversial guest on. We need to support the open, free debate. And we're going to have people on that disagree with Mr. Duke. And we're going to have people on that are basically ideologically the same. I mean, look at Nation of Islam. It's like black David Duke people. You know, they basically say the same thing. Like but from the perspective of black people, it's almost identical.
They're not. I don't take them. I've never said we should go out and start killing black people or anything like that, like Nation of Islam has said. So that's just not really accurate.
Okay, I think
so. Listen,
simplification. I'm saying Louis Farrakhan says a lot of the same stuff you say.
Well, he says some things I agree, and I agree with any black person that wants to preserve their own heritage. I will come on Overdrive. I'm willing to spend whatever time. We have a lot more to discuss, so let's do it. I'm ready to go.
Well, we got to go to these calls, and I've got meetings, and I got to run this place and nightly news. So maybe we can go 20 minutes to the next hour.
I haven't taken a single call. Let me take some calls.
Yeah, let's go to Deutschland. Let's talk to Eric from Germany via Skype. You're on the air with David Duke. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, it's a really interesting conversation and dialogue between you two. It's been fascinating.
Yeah, hear him.
In the past year, the United States population, 330 million, took on about 100,000 illegal immigrants. Frau Merkel this year said that Germany, population of 80 million, can take on 400,000 people from North Africa and the Middle East. I'm wondering what Dr. Duke thinks about this. And I'm also would love to hear his opinion about Vladimir Putin. And lastly, Alex, I love you, man. I listen to you every day. You rant about being anti-political correctness. I hate political correctness. But the past hour and a half, you've been super politically correct. And so I just wanted to say that.
Well, look, I appreciate Alex Jones having me on. And I really do. And it took a courageous act on his part to do that. Now, let me answer the man's question. I travel a lot in Europe. I've spoken at universities all over Europe, both Eastern and Western Europe. And Europe is in a crisis just like America. It's had the same leadership. In Germany, for instance, the head of the third largest party is a Jewish communist, again, we go right back to that, named Geisel. And he literally said that he celebrates the fact that Germans aren't having kids, so no more Germans are going to be born, so the Nazis can't come to power. That's how evil the situation we have going on in this country. Now, was there one bit of criticism in America about this planned genocide of the German people? Was there one criticism from any of the controlled politicians in Germany? No, there wasn't, because nobody dares criticize the real power in the world, and that's the Jewish supremacists.
All right, caller from Germany, we're going to break. Thank you for your call. We're going to come back and talk to Kevin, Paul, Leslie, Mark, and others that are holding. Here's the kernel of what I want people to get from this last 2 hours with David Duke. I don't like gangs. I don't like people that organize just based on a flag. I find that generally produces a lot of oppression and tyranny. I'm into ideas. But what's shocking is MSNBC and CNN and the media is more racist and more out of control than David Duke by far. That shows how much trouble we're in and how mentally ill the left is. That's what's sick here, is that these people want to bring this country down in a race war. Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain.
Super Mill Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated high-quality batch of Super Mill Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Mill Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.